29.
When you think of Iceland, you probably imagine a very cold place covered with ice. But that's not true. Although Iceland is located quite far north, it is warmed by the Gulf Stream and its natural hot springs. Only 11% of Iceland is covered with ice, and it is mostly green in the summer. So why is it called Iceland? A Viking explorer, Flóki Vilgerðarson, named the island Iceland after seeing ice along its coast. He possibly chose this name because of the harsh winter he experienced. Greenland, on the other hand, makes you think of a land covered with plants. Most of Greenland, however, is covered with ice. It was named by Eric the Red, another Viking. After he committed a crime in Iceland, he was made to leave the island. He then went sailing and discovered a freezing place covered with ice. He wanted to attract settlers to the place, so he named it Greenland. His trick worked very well, and many Vikings moved to Greenland.